Right. All right. Book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. Amen. Verses beginning at verse 53 and several of the following. Are we there yet? Amen. And the Bible says, Matthew chapter 13 and beginning at verse 53. New Living Translation says, when Jesus had finished telling these stories and illustrations, he left that part of the country. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown. When he taught there in the synagogue, everyone was amazed and said, where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles? Then they scoffed. He's just a carpenter's son. And we know Mary, his mother, and his brothers, James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas. All his sisters live right here among us. Where did he learn all these things? And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, a prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown among his own family. And so he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. I want to talk about for a few minutes today, if y'all just give me a few minutes, I want to talk about what is your reaction to Jesus? I just have a question for you this morning. What is your reaction to Jesus? Amen. Look at your neighbor. Look at you. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what is your reaction to Jesus? Amen. My brothers and sisters, all right. The one who had spent the first 30 years of his life in Nazareth was back from the outside world after several years of being away teaching and preaching. The people of his hometown were no doubt interested in hearing the one whom they had heard so much about. He went into the synagogue and he began to teach the very people that had known him since the days of his youth. Likely some of those people that heard him at this particular time had grown up right there with him. Amen. Some of them might have been there when he turned water into wine. And at this particular time, while he's in the synagogue teaching and preaching, he's reading from the Old Testament and he's commenting on it. And his responses and his reactions, amen, to the Word of God and in the Word of God, amen, it brought about several reactions from the people. And some of y'all might ask today, and I'm going to get on the floor because some of y'all are already nodding out on me. I'll hoop at the end maybe, wake you up. We got coffee in the bag if you need to wake up. Amen? What is your reaction to Jesus? My brothers and sisters, the people of Nazareth felt as if they knew Jesus. They said, I knew Jesus when he was Adrian's age. I knew Jesus when he was coming up, when him and his brothers, and they was running around the neighborhood with no shoes on. Amen. I know Jesus. He's the carpenter's son. I know Jesus. He's Mary's little boy. I know Jesus. If most of us, amen, well, if we were to take a poll today, amen, those of us who are baptized believers in Christ, how many of y'all would say you know Jesus? And I would venture to say that Jesus has been a part of your household for a long time. These people, Jesus had been a part of their lives for a long time. And because Jesus had been a part of their lives for a long time, guess what? They's like, oh, ain't no big deal. That's just Jesus. I'm trying to go somewhere with this morning. Y'all roll with me, all right? So, Jesus had gone out and he had been teaching and preaching. He'd been opening up the eyes of the blind. The deaf have been able to hear because of what Jesus is doing, of the great miracles that he's doing in the name of God. Amen? And then, after all is well in ministry, he decides, fellas, let's pack up and we're going back to the hometown. So he goes back into the hometown, and he begins to do what he's been doing all over. Amen. Some called him a friend of sinners, that he sat with sinners. But he goes back to his home. Now, you would think, amen, y'all know the song that we sang when we were in elementary school, when Johnny comes marching home again, hoorah, hoorah. Amen. We feel like that when he goes back home that there should be a great welcoming. Amen. And the truth is, they were happy that he was back home. But then when he got into the synagogue and he began to talk about the word of God. Amen. So he comes back home. And you know what Jesus went? Jesus came back home. He went straight to church. Hallelujah, somebody. Some of us, we have to drag ourselves to church. I guess I'm going to get up and go this morning. But when Jesus went back home, he went straight to the house of God. Amen. So I'm trying to go somewhere with this morning. Y'all just roll with me. I promise we're going to get to the end. There were reactions to Jesus. What was their reaction to Jesus, those who had known him since he was a little boy? Some of them were astonished when he began to speak, when he began to break down the word of God. Some of them were astonished. And those of us, amen, that have come into the body of Jesus Christ and those that have come into the church, amen, when we really figured out who Jesus was, how many of us, when we heard sermons, we were astonished. Wow. Man, God is really speaking. The Lord is really moving. We were astonished by the word. We were excited about what was going on. They were astonished. One translation of the Bible says they were struck with wonder. As they heard Jesus speak, they were struck with wonder. Who in the world? The New Living Translation says, when he taught it, everyone was amazed at what he said. And then they said, where does he get this wisdom and the power to do miracles? So they listened to him, and now they have a few questions. It was obvious that there was something special about this Jesus. Mary's baby, Joseph's son. Something special about him. But then you know what? They didn't want to fully accept who he was. Then they began to do what? They began to question. Their reaction was, first it was astonishment. And then they began to question. What is your reaction to Jesus? Did you start out astonished with him and his word? And now you start to question it? I'm going to keep driving. Y'all just keep riding with me. Because the question was asked, where did he get this power? Wait a minute. Why would the people of God that were in the synagogue, amen, ask, where did he get this power? God has been working out situations and circumstances in our lives. All of our lives. And then we'll come to church and we'll sing, what is this? They make folk think I'm acting strange. What do you mean, what is this? Why are you questioning this God? We really have to watch ourselves, my brothers and sisters. What is this? They made me want to run on anyhow. Whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace. Whatever it is, well, it's him. Amen? Oh, y'all don't like that. I know that's your favorite song. Then, as they listen to Jesus, look at what the enemy does. He tries to take it from us because they say, wait a minute. That Jesus, he just one of us. I know his mama and them. I know his bro. I know his sister. They live right around the corner. He ain't nobody. Oh, I'm going somewhere with this, y'all. And then, look at this. Those that were in, at first they were astonished. Then they start to question. And then look what happens. Then they become offended. What is your reaction to Jesus? Some of us get mad when we read the Bible and say, thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. And then we try to find all of these ways to creep around, amen, and live by our own set of rules. I've said it before. The Bible tells us, amen, if somebody slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. And then I said, what? He don't say what to do after that. But some are still in training. I'm still a work in progress. Don't slap, Pastor. I'm still working on that one. Amen. You know, I'm still working on a few of them. Amen. But look at this. But they were offended, and one translation of the Bible said it caused them to stumble. It caused them to stumble. The greatness and the awesomeness of God, amen. And when they begin, you know what that all boils down to? They went to hear him and said, what is this? Everybody carrying on over Jesus and what Jesus is doing. I'm going to go down here. And then they heard him and said, whoa, boy, that's a bad boy. And then they said, wait a minute, he ain't nobody. That's that boy from, his dad ain't nothing but a carpenter. And then because then he stirred something up in them, then they get mad. Y'all see how they got mad? Look at this. They were offended. They couldn't work out all the details, so they were offended. Sometimes in our lives, my brothers and sisters, because we can't work out all the details, we get mad. It's not for you to know everything. Amen. Y'all remember something we said, he and we will understand it better by and by. My brothers and sisters, some things, amen, are not meant to be revealed until Jesus returns. Amen. We're not gonna know everything. They couldn't believe that this carpenter's boy, amen, was sitting there and he was breaking down the word of God. And you know what? Sometimes y'all will get upset. Because what happens when the word of God is spoken, amen, and when we go and we start to look at this book and then we look at ourselves in the mirror, then we look back at this book and then we look at ourselves, amen, it'll break us down, it'll tear us up. Amen? Because then we'll see how much we really need to work on. They were offended, Jimmy. They actually fell. First Peter 2, and they said they fell over him. That's what Peter said. They fell over him. So that means they got so upset. They were just like, man, just forget it. Look at this. Reaction to Jesus. I'm gonna read this one more time. When Jesus had finished telling these stories and illustrations, he left that part of the country. He returned to Nazareth, his hometown, where he taught there in the synagogue. Everyone was amazed and said, where does he get this wisdom and power to do miracles? Then they scoffed. And the word scoff means they started making fun. Someone started making fun. He ain't nobody. You see that? How many of you? Because really I want you to see is Jesus is in your house. He's in your synagogue. And when I say synagogue, that doesn't necessarily mean a church. A synagogue could be two or three of us meeting under the tree, talking about the word of God. Amen? Amen. And people, amen, begin to make fun. Amen. Some of us won't even talk about Jesus on our job because we're afraid of what somebody else is going to say. Some of us are afraid what questions they're going to ask us about Jesus because we've spent no time in the book. We just know of him. We don't really know him. Some of y'all know of Jimmy, but you don't know Jimmy. Amen? Does that make sense? I know him. Amen. Some of y'all heard somebody say, I know him like the back of my hand. You got to spend time with somebody to know him like that. Amen? Well, what is your reaction to Jesus, my brothers and sisters? There's a lesson from the reaction to Jesus here. Many today are astonished by him. Many churches where he is preached are fully interested in Jesus. I believe that there's a great interest in Jesus at the OC. Amen. Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men into me. Amen. That's why there's a drawing to Orange Chapel, because guess what? It's all about Jesus. It's not about your pastor. It's not about your great choir. It's about lifting up the name of Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, we have to get back to the fabric of why God placed us here in the first place. All of these churches are open. Guess what? They about so much other stuff. Have the churches open today have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. The church spent all year preparing for pastor's anniversary. Where we going to give 200? I wish y'all would give 200 apiece, but that ain't what we do here. Every member, $200, kids 50. And all year long, I got the president of my pastor's aide. Hey, Doc, how they doing? Hey, everybody, I'm going to let you get up and speak today and remind them that it's pastor's aide Sunday. Some churches, my brothers and sisters, so caught up, amen, in building buildings. That, you know, you can't even enjoy church without them passing a plate 3 or 4 times. Oh, we're not there yet. If you can't pay your preacher X amount of dollars, don't give him that salary. So all you, everybody worried about how much the deacons worry. They can't pray because they worried about how they going to meet the bills this month. I don't know why. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. My brothers and sisters, you know, many today are astonished by him. And the reason why they're astonished by God, if you look at today, how many of our bestsellers are religious books? Many of our books that are on sale right now are religious books. Amen. Let one of these big time preachers put out a book. We are woman, thou art loosed. How many of y'all got that? Every version of it. Power of a praying mother. Power of a praying wife. Power of a praying pastor. Power of a purpose-driven church. Some of y'all know that stuff. Front was backwards and sideways. So there, my brothers and sisters, there is great astonishment by who Jesus Christ really is. Amen? How many of y'all listen to Christian music on the way to church this morning? Yeah, because I turn on some, boy, there's some Boosie on this morning. I almost stopped at Toco on my way down. Lord have mercy. Let me turn this off and get on the spiritual station. Some of y'all laugh and y'all didn't turn it off till you got to the parking lot. I caught myself, man, that's why I had to leave that reception last night, boy. Played a cover song, Deacon. I'm sorry, I gotta be honest. I gotta keep it real. And then I'm gonna tell it. Can I tell it? Y'all know I tell stuff. Deacon Reese said, man, I'm about like you. My Saturday nights, my Sunday morning changed my Saturday nights. But that music got kind of good in there. I said, wait, what did he say? Wait a minute, maybe he'll hit it again in the next verse. I was all, Kenny, let's go. It's time to go. Amen. And then, my brothers and sisters, many have questions about him. Many of us who have invited Jesus Christ into our lives, we have questions about him. Amen. Many don't understand everything about him. Some, like those in Nazareth, have grown too familiar with him. That's where I want to be this morning. Woo! This is good stuff. This is the word, so I can put it on the communion table. Don't nobody freak out. Many have grown too familiar with him. What am I saying? Many of us have grown too familiar. How many of us grew up in a God-fearing family? How many of us grew up in a church home where every Sunday morning, amen, y'all, when I was young, when we were young, we got to church so early, and I've told y'all this before, we turn on the heaters for everybody else. And we had gas heaters, and one would get you. We didn't have a pilot because we had a raggedy heater. Y'all remember them old Dearborns? And we had one that you couldn't get too close to it, so you had to light a piece of paper, and then turn that gas on, and then you hit it, and poof. And you lose all the hair off. And I hated it when I got old enough to light the fire. Because when you're little, they won't let you light the fire. But then you get a little older, boy, light that heat up. Oh, man. Didn't they send y'all the hair on you? That's how early we got to church. But see, Jimmy, I grew up in church. You grew up in church. And some of us, because we grew up in church, we are way too familiar. Uh-oh. We lost our excitement about Jesus because we are way too familiar. Oh, there ain't nobody but Jesus. We do whatever we want to do because that ain't nobody but Jesus. You remember when you used to respect the preacher because he was the preacher? And because the preacher was in your family? Oh, there ain't nothing but Uncle So-and-so. See, you early on, but when you got used to him. You know the people that when you were younger, amen, you didn't cuss around. And because you got familiar with them, now you just cuss around them. Some of us have gotten way too familiar with Jesus. This is what the people in Nazareth, they was too familiar with him. We ain't nobody. And I believe the reason why some of us are struggling right now because we're way too familiar with it. We treat Jesus like a homeboy. We know that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and we stay right there. There's some conditions on blessings, my brother. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men. He said, oh, somebody said, when praises go up, then blessings come down. We got to praise God to get what God has for us. Are y'all going to pray with me today? What is your reaction to Jesus being in your home? Do you treat him like a piece of furniture and just dust him off every once in a while? You remember when you got that cute little puppy? We got a little puppy at the house, and I said we'd never get another one, but we have another one. And all that puppy, oh, come here, and they sleeping. I don't do all that, but you know, but the puppy, everybody's excited about the puppy being in the house. But you know what's going to happen to that puppy when he get a little bit bigger? He's still going to be part of the house, but he's going to go in that pen back there in the back. And we're going to go feed him and give him water, and that's it. Because we become so used to him being there. We've come so used to Christ being in our household, we don't pay him no attention anymore. It's tight, but it's right. Hold your nose and swallow this good stuff. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. My brothers and sisters, many more, not only those that question him, but they stumble. They have questions. We will accept almost anything in life by faith except Jesus Christ. We'll accept anything else in life by faith except for Jesus Christ. We'll believe, amen, Miss Cleo. Y'all remember everybody, y'all was calling Miss Cleo? Psychic connection. Did Cleo not know that she had to pay her taxes? Did Cleo not know that she was going to jail? Y'all know Miss Cleo's in jail right now. The psychic connection. Surely she would have known. Amen. But we'll accept almost anything in life by faith except Jesus Christ. Some have grown too familiar with him. Amen. Many of us born and raised in Christian homes and in a Christian land, we have so much about him. We hear so much about him, we tend to know of him rather than truly know him. We know of him instead of truly knowing him. Amen. So some have become so familiar with him and his name that they fail to attach any real significance to him or his claims. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Did y'all get that? Some have become so familiar with him and his name that we fail to attach any real significance to his name. And that's what the people of Nazareth, when he said that a prophet is without honor, in his own country and in his own house. Amen. I believe that Jesus has a place in each and every house in this place. But my question is, what is your reaction to him? Amen. Do you praise him like you used to? See, we have to learn how to praise him even when the winds are not blowing. It's easy to praise God when we're going through. So it's easy to, oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But what about those times, my brothers and sisters, when everything's going all right? What about when you're healthy in your body? Are you still paying attention to Jesus? What about when your marriage is going well? Are you still paying attention to Jesus? What is your reaction to him in your life? If he'll never leave us nor forsake us, why are we leaving and forsaking him? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. My brothers and sisters, the reactions to Jesus Christ when he returned to Nazareth are both interesting and informative for us today. We react in much of the same manner as these men and women did a long time ago. The question, my brothers and sisters, is today is what is your reaction to Jesus? When you really look at Jesus and what he is in your life, what is your reaction to him? The Bible tells me that every good and perfect gift cometh from the Lord. And I believe that this morning that the Lord gave me life. He gave me health and he gave me strength. Amen. It was not my alarm clock that woke me up this morning. It was an almighty God. And I'm so glad that I have connection with God through Jesus Christ. What is Christ in your life today? Amen. What is your reaction to Jesus? What is your reaction to the one who set us free? Amen. My brothers and sisters, I believe that those in Nazareth, amen, thought they knew who he really was, but they didn't. Amen. They had allowed, amen, Satan to come in and mess their minds up. And I like what the scripture says here. He says the prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family. Amen. I believe that the Bible says that Jesus is our brother. Amen. And you know what? Jesus is in your family. And my question is, are you honoring him today? Are you truly honoring a God that's been with you for years and years and years? Or have you put him on the back burner and forgot about him? Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah, I know that maybe you don't want to jump around and do cartwheels today. But it goes on to say that he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. I want to help you this morning because he did some miracles. Some of you, Christ has done miracles in your life. He's done a few miracles in your life. But because of your reaction to him, amen, the fact that he's not number one in your life. It says he did only a few miracles there because of their unbelief. I want to know today, do you truly believe? Amen. He was able to do a few things, my brothers and sisters, but he wasn't able to bless fully because of their unbelief. My brothers and sisters, if you would begin to believe Christ 150%, do you know what miracles and blessings he would bestow upon your life? Hallelujah, somebody. He's able to do a few things in your life, but because of your unbelief, amen, you limit what he can do for you. Amen? Oh, somebody don't like that this morning. Amen. If I could go back to Nazareth and if I could tell those people who thought they knew who Jesus was, I may take a few minutes and read to them the resume of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Y'all gonna pray with me? Hallelujah, the resume of Jesus Christ.